Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today's topic, how often should your e-commerce store run a sale? It's a question that we often get asked because we are product creators in the WordPress space. Tim and I both create niche products for the Divi theme from Elegant Themes, and we also have a few WordPress products as well. And there's always that question, you know, should I run a sale today? Should I not?
Yeah, it's one of those things because if you run an e-commerce store and you run a sale, you'll notice that typically, assuming you have an audience and traffic and an email list that you can blast out to, when you do a sale, you see a spike in sales and you're like, this is awesome. Like, why can't I do this every day? And David and I actually have a joke, hashtag everyday Black Friday or Black Friday every day, whatever it is, because yeah. Black Friday is like the sale of all sales. And we wish, you know, every day was like that. But if every day was like that and you ran a sale like that, or even, you know, monthly or a couple times a month, then you're not going to see that same response because everyone's going to know that, oh, there's just going to be another sale. There's no sense of urgency.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think the number that we kind of threw out there that we talked about is once per quarter, 4 to 5 times per year is kind of what David and I think. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, Tim. Well, you know, one per quarter and stuff. And I definitely agree with that. I also agree with wanting to run sales every day, but it probably not being the best thing for your business. A couple of things that in my mind that it does to a business when they constantly run sales all the time is it devalues their products. And it does desensitize the audience to when you actually do have a sale. So I think there are times that it's beneficial and times you're going to want to do it because it really is a good influx, you know. It's a good influx of a shot of cash in the arm, and I think it just depends on where you're at in your business and stuff. If you're in the early stages of product development and building up an audience and building up a brand, and you want to get your product out there in as many hands as you possibly could, you're probably going to run sales more than you would, say, 5 years into it, where you're established, you've got an audience, you're branded really well, people respect your products, you're just not going to have to do it as much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, David. And I completely agree where it devalues your products when you're constantly running sales because it makes people look like you're having a lot of trouble selling it. And so you're trying to, you know, push those products as, you know, as much as you can. It's kind of like when you go to the store, you know, my wife, for example, she loves like Target has like the dollar discount section and stuff. And that, and for little knickknacks and stuff, that's great. But if you go to a discount part of a physical retail store, a lot of times, at least in my head, I think, well, these aren't selling. What's wrong with it? Right? Like they have to discount these for a reason. You know, why is that? And so that you can kind of put that image in your customer's head when you're always running sales, because it's kind of like if everything's always on sale, then it's never really on sale, right?
Right. Yeah. I think for me, you know, we try to focus on the big times a year, which are obviously Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the holiday season. Pretty much fourth quarter of the year is when most of our sales come out, because that's the big final push to try to end the year strong and stuff. We typically stay away from sales in the first part of the year because we've typically had a really, really good holiday season in the fourth quarter, so we don't need to dive off into selling products and stuff. However, you know, ever since Tim and I had these avatars made at WordCamp US, my staff has had a lot of fun putting my head on, you know, Santa Claus, for instance, just recently on, you know, Valentine's Day. So who knows? We may have some brief flash sales more than I would typically like to this year.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day with David's avatar.
Don't give him any ideas, Tim. I do not want to be in green tights. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm the same way. So I did one, I think Valentine's Day, which we just had, that was the first one of the year. And then I'll probably do in a couple months, 4th of July sale. I don't really anticipate any between Valentine's Day and 4th of July. And then really, like you said, it's that fourth quarter where you have Halloween, Black Friday, Christmas, and so forth. So yeah, that's typically what I do.
All right. Well, I hope we've given you some insight on how often you should run a sale in your e-commerce store. And again, this is assuming that you're productizing and you've got a product to sell and stuff. Don't cheapen your brand. Don't devalue your brand. Do the best that you can. And Tim, did we cover everything?
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.